Recorded Books presents Run Before the Wind by Stuart Woods, narrated by Rick Holmes with John Keating.
Prologue. The third officer was the first to see the sail. He'd been looking for it. He had seen mention of the race in Notices to Mariners, and he had been hearing reports of its progress on the BBC World Service. An Englishman, what was his name, had been reported leading 2 days before. The third officer, whose name was Martindale and who himself was English, had hoped he might catch sight of some of the competitors, and now he had a moment of excitement in an otherwise uneventful crossing. He walked to the ship's wheel, which was making small movements under the command of the autopilot, sighted across the main compass, and took a bearing on the sail, which was no more than a dot of white on the horizon. He noted the time and the bearing in the ship's log. 6 minutes later, with the dot now plainly recognizable as a boat, he took a second bearing. It was unchanged. The 400,000-ton supertanker Byzantium was on a collision course with an unknown yacht in the middle of the North Atlantic Ocean. It was bizarre, Martindale thought. They might be the only two vessels within an area of some hundreds of square miles, and they were going to strike each other unless one of them changed speed or course. He thought of slowing the ship, but he knew that even with the engines reversed, the giant tanker might not slow enough from her 30-knot speed before running the smaller craft down. He half turned to the seamen standing, daydreaming, a few feet away, but did not take his eyes from the yacht. "Switch off autopilot. Hard right rudder." The man, who'd been lost in reverie, looked at him surprised. "Sir?" "I said switch off autopilot. Hard..."